The nomination of Alberto Gonzalez to be Attorney General was debated at length today on the floor of the U.S. Senate. He is the second of President Bush's cabinet picks to have his confirmation slowed. Last week, some Senate Democrats challenged Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's nomination, and now they're refusing to vote on Gonzalez without first airing their complaints about his involvement with a memorandum on torture. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Even before today's debate, Democrats had made quite clear their displeasure with the Gonzalez nomination. Last week, every Democrat on the Judiciary Committee voted against sending that nomination to the full Senate. Vermont's Patrick Leahy, who's the top Democrat on that panel, declared today that Gonzalez's record as legal counsel for President Bush was unacceptable for the job of Attorney General.
When President Bush announced this nomination, he said they chose Judge Gonzalez because of his sound judgment, his role in shaping the administration's policies in the war on terrorism. Based on the glimpses of secret policy formulation and legal rationales that come to light, I believe his judgment was not sound. On the contrary, several of this administration's legal policies have been exceedingly harmful to our national interests.
Leahy pointed in particular to an August 2002 memo that Gonzalez had requested from the Justice Department. It narrowed the legal definition of torture to allow Defense Department and CIA interrogators to use methods widely seen as torture. Gonzalez signed off on the memo, and it was used as official policy until being disavowed by the Justice Department just before Gonzalez's confirmation hearing. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein, who was at that hearing, said today that Gonzalez's stated opposition to torture was unconvincing.
At the beginning of his testimony, there were no ifs, ands, or buts. But after that, his testimony, both verbal and in writing, was full of ambiguities. It seemed intended not to make his views clear, but to shield his view. And it also seemed to narrow the definition of what counts as torture.
Feinstein complained that when she asked Gonzalez about an interrogation technique involving a wet towel used to produce a sensation of suffocation, Gonzalez told her he felt the U.S. should avoid such harsh methods of questioning, but then added, quote, if possible. Senate Republicans closed ranks around the president's embattled nominee. Here's Utah's Orrin Hatch on Gonzalez.
He opposes torture, period. He could not have been clearer on this issue. And to have his record distorted is really hitting below the belt.
Hatch asserted that Democrats were making Gonzalez a scapegoat for all the abuses that occurred at Abu Ghraib, abuses that Hatch said had nothing to do with Gonzalez. Texas Republican John Cornyn focused on Gonzalez's personal story of a poor son of a migrant worker who rose to become the first Hispanic nominated to be Attorney General.
Only in Washington would a good man like Alberto Gonzalez, the personification of the American dream, someone who has pulled himself up by his bootstraps, by dint of hard work and determination and the love and support of his family, only in Washington would we see that a man like this would get raked over the coals for doing his job.
But Democratic leader Harry Reid insisted members of his party have nothing personal against Gonzalez.
He has a story that is an American success story, but that doesn't make up for the problems we have with his being the person who was the legal advisor to the president that signed off on these torture memos.
Reid said Democrats won't filibuster Gonzalez, but they plan to debate his nomination through Thursday before allowing it to come to a vote when it's expected to pass. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.